It's time to create better. Create better family, health, business, and self.
Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. This is where we share tips about business and parenting. Being a mom of three, CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies, speaker and educator, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated, and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
Hi, welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table, where we talk about how to create better family, health, business, and self. I'm excited to continue at chapter two of How to Sell Your Passion. And this is by far the most popular and favorite chapter of so many people who have read this book, and they reach out and say, love the triple threat on how to sell effortlessly and contagiously. So here we go. We're going to continue with the next stance. And we just talked about how to drive it forward, because when you're in the triple threat, there's a drive it forward, and then the next one is to pass it. A simple and often forgotten sales 101 lesson is that not everyone is our customer. Now, as fabulous as we think our product is, it should not be for everyone, or it won't really help everyone. And we have to remember that. Really, as much as we think our product or service is the best, it isn't meant for everyone. And when we understand that, we can actually move better and faster. So although we may believe that what we have as a service is useful to help, or service or product is useful to help every living person, it simply is not the case. Not every opportunity is a good opportunity either. We must ask ourselves, is this someone we want our company to be associated with? Can our product or service actually solve an existing problem that they have? So be proud of what you have to offer. It is special. And that means that it is not supposed to be for everyone. To sum it up quickly, I have a chart that I put in my book. And this same chart can be used here to make the point of why you need to move on and pass on this sale. So remember, not every sale should happen. So in this chart, if you want to know whether you should pass on it, there's three checks. So here, the first one is, they have a problem that you can solve with your product or service. So same question, but if you say no, write no. They fit your customer avatar profile. If you say no, put that down too. And you want to work with them. If you say no to all three of these, this is when you know for certain that you should pass on this sale or this customer. No matter what you have to offer, if it cannot help that person or company, you cannot sell it to them. But what makes you memorable is if you can pass them on to someone you trust, someone that you know who can help them. When you do this, even though you did not get the sale, they will most likely refer you to someone else who does need your product or service. This is the best pass, one that results in a guaranteed referral based on your character. This pass also demonstrates the same passion you would have demonstrated through providing your service or product, and that is so important. We have all played with the simple wooden puzzles where we slide the shapes onto a corresponding shape slot. A square piece cannot fit into a triangle slot. Similarly, we cannot sell to someone who clearly does not fit the shape of our business avatar. Your avatar is a character equivalent of your ideal customer, your specific target market client. You will know when someone is not your avatar, when you have to work super hard to explain why they need your product or service. The right customer does not need to be so difficultly convinced. They know. They just want what you have to offer. Sometimes you will have a client who has the money to buy from you, but they might not even need your product or service or know what it is. Or they may be very critical and misunderstand it. This is a customer who may take up a lot of your time and take you a lot of time to convince that they need your product. You have options here. You can pass them to one of your team members, or you could pass on them completely. The next one is take the shot. This action is when you go with your gut, that you know that you can close the deal. Everything feels right. Oops, did I miss a page? No, I didn't. Okay, let's keep going here. There's no uneasy feeling. Everything is lined up perfectly for you to take the shot. As Wayne Gretzky says, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So going for a confident close is very similar to the drive it forward in that same chart, but with one key difference. Rather than you wanting to work with them, it is clear that they want to work with you. So here's what the chart looks like for you to check to know that this is the time in your triple threat stance to take the shot and close the sale. Number one, they have a problem that you can solve with certainty, but with your service or your product. If you can say yes, check it. They do fit your exact customer avatar or profile. Yes, check that. And last one is they want to work with you. That's like a huge check. So all three of those saying yes, this is when you take the shot and drive it forward. This can be one of the most wonderful moments where you feel that the customer cold calls you. The customer comes to you and tells you that they need and want your product, and then they pay you for it. And you still need to make sure that you are in that triple threat position so that you can see it coming and not miss the opportunity. Being in a triple threat stance, remember I said it was an active stance? Well, being ready to serve, to fulfill the order, to make the meeting happen, to follow up and follow through. The worst thing is to lose a sale because you did not follow through and the customer says, you never got back to me, so I went somewhere else. No one wants to hear that, right? You have to cherish these customers. These are the ones that come to you, the ones who desire your service or product first without you even pitching to them. These are the customers who can and will be a wonderful word of mouth envoy, ambassador, and raging fan. Treat them well, show them gratitude, and ask for their testimonials. I am always so honored and grateful when I receive an order for Easy Daisies. I'm so humbled and I'm always so humbled and thrilled to be walking into a store like Staples and I see my products in their PDQ year after year. I have the same thrill and exhilaration when I walk into wonderful independent education bookstores, toy stores like Education Station and Odin Books, and I see Easy Daisies on their shelves. It is truly such an honor. I sought out my first retailers myself because obviously no one knows what knew what Easy Daisies was. They haven't even heard of the product. So after establishing a good reputation, retailers would approach my booth at a trade show and they would say, okay, my friend from store XYZ sent me here and said I have to check out your product. These were pre-qualified leads coming straight to me asking me to take my shot. By our fourth year, Easy Daisies was available in over 1,500 stores across North America. When you live out your passion, all sorts of people are drawn to you. Sometimes the right type of customers are attracted to you and sometimes not. You do not need to sell to everyone that wants to buy from you. You can say no. I know that sounds ridiculous, right? Why would you say no? But let me continue. I have learned to say no to some large and small partnerships because I did not see my products as a fit for their certain store, or I knew that it wasn't going to sell very well for them. I recall one of my first stores that ever ordered Easy Daisies. I was so excited. It was a local store. So I went to visit the store and to personally deliver the order. And upon seeing the store and arriving there, I knew that my product was probably not going to be a good fit. I want the store to be successful in selling my products and not have a hard time with selling my product or that my product is just taking up precious shelf space in their store. So I actually reduced the size of their order to make sure that they could sell through. I told the owner that she can place a reorder when it's sold through, and the store owner was so grateful for my suggestion. I have said no to a partnership with a very large dollar store chain because I did not see my product as a dollar store item. I would have been a good, it would actually would have been a really good size order, but that was not aligned with my brand. So I had to say no. It is important to go with your gut and not with your heart in matters of business transactions. And to quote one of my mentors and Dragon Den partners, Jim Treliving, he says, "I make decisions about work with my heart, about money with my head, and about people with my gut. And I like to listen to my gut when it comes to hiring and partnering." So it's actually worth repeating this in a chart. So I actually made it into a chart. So area of business, if it's about money, use your head. About work, use your heart. About people, use your gut. Trust your gut. So I learned this lesson the hard way. I believe that I work smart and cautiously when it comes to moving forward with new partnerships. But yet I still made a very costly mistake. One that I will share here so that you can learn from it, from my example. There was a distributor from France who wrote to me sharing his interest in partnering and distributing Easy Daisies. At first I did not reply to his emails thinking that they might have been spam, but he persisted with his emails and I finally replied thanking him for his interest and shared that I was focusing on North American distribution at this time and I would get back to him when I was ready. But he continued to email me for a year and a half. And he would share photos of his four-year-old son with me and try to connect with me on a personal level, and I fell for it. He was pulling at my heartstrings, and I sent his son chocolates from Purdy's from Canada, and he kept sending me occasional photos. He shared that since I had been corresponding with him, that we've been corresponding for now a year and a half, that I should be able to trust him, and I agreed. And he placed a very large order, enough for me to justify hiring a company to translate my product into international French. And just when the order was manufactured and ready to ship from China, he told me that he had to cancel his order. And this completely shocked me. And to make a long story much shorter, he made me believe that it would help him if I could actually ship my orders for him to receive my products and to pay on net terms, because this would help his business and his family from unforeseen financial problems. And he said that having my products to sell would help his cash flow and get them back on their feet. My gut told me not to do it, but my heart unfortunately made the decision to not cancel and to let the order ship. The net terms date came and went with no payment, and over the following months there was a few phone calls and many excuses, but no money. And for 2 years I would try to get my payment through this French distributor who had long since stopped replying to me. And I lost sleep over this for almost that entire time. What bothered me the most was that this company's website and social media continued to use photos of my children selling my product that he had never paid for. This very costly example taught me two vital business sales lessons. Number one, do not ever make decisions about people in business with my heart, but to trust my gut. And number two, get paid 100% upfront upon shipping on first-time orders. I know, right? I should have known that, but this is a great reminder to all of us to do that. I may have saved a lot of money since that incident by implementing these policies. So remember, just because someone wants to buy your product or service or wants to work with you, it does not mean that you have to. So let's take action on this triple threat. I wish you an incredible day and week and month ahead. Thank you for tuning in to Easy Daisies, but Elaine's Kitchen Table. I am always so grateful for those 5-star reviews and comments. They just really help my podcast. And so thank you for taking the time to do that. I'm so grateful and I will definitely reply. So thank you for those reviews. And I wish you all the best and God bless. Bye for now.